In breeding news this week, it was with extreme sadness that Yarraman Park announced the passing of their stallion Hinchinbrook. He died tragically as a result of a broken hind leg. He was foaled and raised at Yarraman Park and was turning 11 this year. He was at the peak of his career. Harry Mitchell joining us on Talking Horses this morning. Condolences to you, Harry. A real shame.
Yeah, it was a major tragedy for us. Heartbreak, really. You know, horse was born here and we've had him here all the way through. And, you know, for that to happen at the height of his, you know, just sort of really starting to hit his straps, very sad. But, you know, some occasionally these things happen.
Yeah, they do. Was it a paddock accident, Harry?
No, what happened was he kicked up over the on the walking machine and it seemed very innocuous. And when he came back down, his leg just cracked and shattered. And then... That was it. Unfortunately, it was a very innocuous sort of thing. But, you know, the vets came straight away and he was quite lame quite quickly. And then it was, you know, became very obvious that there was no hope of saving him, which was shocking.
Yeah, very sorry to hear that. It's incredible, isn't it, what can happen with these animals in the blink of an eye?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, he's been on the same walking machine all his life. And... Never had a mark on him, and for that to happen, you know, it just shows your horses, and you know, unfortunately, it can happen. And yeah, you don't know how long you've got them for, so you've got to make the most of it when you do.
Harry, he certainly enjoyed what you've described as a steady rise to sustained commercial success, and was fully booked for this spring at a fee of $55,000 after covering previously books of 148 and 129 mares in his past two seasons.
Yeah, look, Joe, he started at a fee of $15,000, and he was slightly overshadowed, I think, because he didn't win a Group One. Although he was second and third in five Group Ones. So it wasn't easy. He wasn't the most fertile horse. You had to restrict his books a little bit, and then he was fine, but we couldn't cover the big numbers. And for him to you know, get two Group One winners, and say this year he's had seven Group Winners and 18 two-year-old winners and a new Group One winner, it was, you know, it was all ahead of him. He's obviously, you know, a very, very good stallion.
Well, on to more positive news with the upcoming breeding season almost upon us. You'd be looking forward to, of course, I Am Invincible, his participation in that. The son of Invincible Spirit has just gone absolutely gangbusters over the years, hasn't he?
Oh, look, he's been a revelation. I mean, we're very lucky to have him. Yeah, look, he's the epitome of what you want in a stallion. He throws... You know, very good horses, very good two-year-olds. They train on till they're older. And, you know, he's a very high percentage horse. You know, his winners to runners is incredible. So, you know, he's sort of the horse we all dream to get. And luckily we've got him.
And obviously he's been inundated for this season.
Yeah, look, he's full, Joe. We've cut his book back a little bit from previous years because he's rising 14, but... Yeah, he's got the who's who of the broodmares in Australia, pretty much. You know, he's got an incredible book of mares.
And, of course, Hellbent. What's been the reaction to him so far, Harry?
Well, he's been full for quite a long time, so we've stopped his book at 150. Look, he looks magnificent. He's let down really, really well. People who see him really like him. He's a very nice-looking horse. Oh, no, we've been thrilled with the response. We syndicated the horse, so he's got a very strong group of shareholders. So there's actually not a huge amount of noms to sell, but he's been booked out very, very quickly. So, no, we've been able to sort of handpick the mares a little bit. So he's got a great book of mares this year, Joe.
How's he let down so far?
Oh, look, he looks great. As I said, everyone who's come to look at him likes him. I mean, when he came home from Darren's this time, Darren raced him last prep a little bit lighter than before, because he thought it would suit him. And, you know, he really, his last preparation was quite fantastic, the way he won the William Reid and things. The horse looks great. Look, he's 16 hands, a fraction bigger, and he's a lovely colour with a beautiful head. He's a very correct horse. I mean, I don't think many people won't like him, that's for sure.
And what's his temperament like around home?
He's very good, Joe. He used to get a bit G'd up in the mounting yard, but here he's been beautiful. He's quiet. He goes about everything he does very well. And when you he's been great. No, he's really good.
Can't blame him for being more relaxed. It is a beautiful part of the world. How are things at the farm in general?
Yeah, look, things are good. We're obviously the Hunter Valley and is going through a very, very severe drought at the moment. But no, we're in good shape. We've got, we've got an exciting lot of mares to foal, and the stallions have got very good books of mares. So, you know, other than the heartbreak at Hinchinbrook, everything's really good. You know, that's a tough one, but the rest of the show, everything's going really well.
Is there any rain on the horizon soon, do you think?
Well, I don't think, not in the next week or so, but it's going to rain soon. It's got to. So, you know, we've got irrigation and things, so we're better off than some people, but it's certainly affecting a lot of people in Australia, this drought, and, you know, it's very tough on a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Well, Harry, again, commiserations for the tragic passing of Hinchinbrook, and onwards and upwards, the exciting season coming up, and really looking forward to seeing what in the next few years that Hellbent in particular can go on and produce.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. You know, you've got to go on, and as I say, we've got Hellbent now, and you know, it's all systems go.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Harry Mitchell from Yarraman Park talking to us on the program this morning, the tragic passing of Hinchinbrook, amongst the biggest news in Australian racing and breeding this week.